Bande Guru Ji Charan. दिन देखो इंद्र यू नो रात के लिए जाए न्यायालय दे दाता की रक्षा दाती बाला बास्या बंदे गुरु से करनार दिन्या शाधारी एन समस्त शास्त्राय उत्कृष्टता भाव याते साथी हिंदु प्रभोया प्रियव भस मंदे गुरु हिंदु कबोया प्रिय मंदे गुरु प्रसारा भगवा प्रसारो दास्या प्रसादा भगती गोपी दास्या प्रसारा भगवा प्रसारो ंसाय सी संधानी अरनाबिंदा शास्त्री संग्राम शरदावा नलली नलोका कालना गुणान दस्य वंदे गुरुशी वंदे गुरुशी करनार दिन्दा वंदे गुरुशी करनार भक्ति वे て Saraswati Devam Moravani Pecharine Nirsesa Sunyavari Hastachara Sitarine Namaste Saraswati Devam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Shiva Sadi Bhaktivinoda louder. I see Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Hari Gaur Bhakti Vinda Bolo Naya Jite Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hey Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord, I pray, Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Da 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 Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Oda Premanandi Dham Vishnupad Paramahamsa Bhidi Bhaktachara Ushtatara Satasri Sri Maharaj His Divine Grace ISKCON Founder Chaya Shri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vinda Ki Nam Chaya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Ramsa Guho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Guru Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakti Vinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Tura Dham Ki Navari Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Jamunamayi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Maharani Ki His Divine Grace is gone founder of Chaya Shri Prabhupada Ki Hari Nam Sankirtan Yajna Ki Transcendental Book Distribution Ki The Lordship C.C. Radha Radhanath Ki Vrindavani Shwari Shimata Radharani Ki Gaura Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Guru and Gauranga.
I'd like to thank Nimai for playing such a nice mridanga. He's better than the Bengalis. This morning, we're going to be having Istogosti, covering many topics, but one particular topic in particular, that is Prashanam, everyone's favorite topic. It was very nice when Balabhadra Prabhu was here that he was emphasizing that that one's consciousness is very much affected by what one eats. Just like they even say in the material world that you are what you eat. So we are very fortunate because Srila Prabhupada has given us prasadam, chaturvidha shri bhagavat prasado, that actually the spiritual master is enlivened when he sees his disciples taking prasadam. Why is that? Because one is actually honoring the Lord. Spiritual life begins by controlling the tongue, as we were mentioning the other day. If the tongue is practicing Krishna consciousness, then it's it will follow suit that all the other senses fall in line. And if one has an uncontrolled tongue, no matter how much he may try to control his other senses, it will be very difficult. What is the Shastric reference? It's very difficult to control the senses in this age. And of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and difficult to conquer over. So how do we conquer the tongue? The tongue is always accustomed to prajalpa, talking about everything but Krishna. So we control the tongue by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And the tongue has a natural tendency to want to taste palatable foodstuffs. Practically from the moment one is born, anamoya. Anamoya means that the living entity is controlled by his tongue. There are many living entities who are simply controlled by their tongues. They go here and there simply to satisfy the demands of the tongue. You see that in the animal kingdom. If you watch the ducks in the pond, we're always using the ducks as an example. The ducks, they're going here and there all over the little pond. What are they looking for all day? Something good to eat. So if Dr. Roy doesn't put the duck food on the little platform there, the ducks are in total anxiety. So anamoya, this is one conditioning of the living entity to be controlled by the senses, to be controlled by the tongue. But the transcendental mystery or miracle of spiritual life is that tendency, when dovetailed in the service of the Lord, is the source of liberation. If the tongue can be used in the service of the Lord, we can chant the Lord's glories, we can chant His holy name, discuss His transcendental pastimes. And then Prabhupada said, after big kirtan, when we're a little fatigued, we sit down and we respect the prasad of the Lord. Because the living entity is not senseless. He has his senses. The Mayavadi philosophers, if you give them a nice Bengali gulab jamun made by Shamlal, or rasmalai, oh, Maya, this is Maya. This is sense gratification. But the devotee, he realizes that he has senses, and it's artificial to repress them in that way. It's artificial to reject something which has been offered to the Lord. So because it's been offered to Krishna, devotee honors it as prasadam, as non-different than the Lord. He's very respectful. So with great satisfaction, the devotee takes that gulab jamun, and with full Krishna consciousness, meditating that this gulab jamun is the mercy of the Lord, actually non-different than the Lord, he bites into and squeezes the juice out and enjoys it. This is spiritual life. Spiritual life is not dry. Spiritual life is full of life. Eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Anandamoya. Actually, Prabhupada explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the jnanis and the yogis, by approaching the absolute truth in their imperfect way, they may be able to experience sat and chit, eternality and knowledge. But the ananda is only for the devotees, the bliss of Krishna consciousness. From that platform, one can't fall down. One can fall from the other platforms, but one cannot fall if one has sat, chit, and ananda, blissful. So Prabhupada has given us this blissful life, and it includes the taking of prasadam. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has actually given this as one of the stanzas in the prayers glorifying the spiritual master. It's such an integral part of our Krishna consciousness that the spiritual master is pleased when he sees the devotees honoring prasadam, because it's a very easy way to appreciate Krishna. Sometimes Krishna appears in a way for a neophyte devotee which may not be so appreciable. So the Lord is very kind upon the neophyte devotees because he appears in an appreciable way. Just like before the battle of Kurukshetra, or during the battle of Kurukshetra, the Lord, he showed his universal form to Arjuna, the Virata Rupa. That's also Krishna. But what was Arjuna's reaction? Oh, my Lord, please, let me see you in your two-arm form, or at best. I respect you in this form, but... So Prabhupada said, there's no loving relationship with the universal form, with his mouth open and the teeth and all the soldiers running, being squished between the jaws of the universal. That's Krishna. Krishna also comes as death. All-powerful death. So the Lord comes in many ways, and the devotee, the advanced devotee, he can appreciate like that. Like Prabhupada was in Calcutta one time, and the bombs were coming. Boom, boom, all around the city, there was war. And the bombs were... But Prabhupada was taking his prasadam, and his wife said, let us go under the shelter. And I said, first I will finish my prasadam. So Prabhupada said, this is also Krishna coming in the form of the bomb, because it is all-powerful. So he also saw that as Krishna. But in the beginning, and the middle and the end, the devotee always appreciates the Lord in his form as prasadam. And especially for the neophyte devotee, Krishna tricks us this way. He tricks us. Just like Prabhupada said, you were all wandering around and I tricked you into this Krishna conscious movement. He tricked us both with prasadam. All the hippies and everyone, they were simply us. Interested in satisfying their senses. So you like to eat all kinds of foods, so eat this, and this had a special taste, special flavor that they had never experienced before. And this Prabhupada captured. And Prabhupada kept us like that too, because at 22nd Second Avenue in New York City, he used to keep a big bin, they call it here a big bin of ISKCON bullets, gulab jamuns, right next to the door. So the devotees wanted to bloop, or they wanted to go down to the donut shop on the corner, they'd have to walk past that, you know, that bin of gulab jamuns. And most of them didn't make it past that. They would eat like that. So in this way, Prabhupada has captured us. But it's to be understood that as we make a little progress in Krishna consciousness, our appreciation of Krishna grows. Just like when a young boy, he may be a little sassy with his parents. Little kids, they like that. But as they grow up, then a little more respect is due the parents because of one's maturity, isn't it? The spiritual master, he may tolerate in the beginning that there's some offensive behavior, but in due course of time, it's meant to go away. Just like a mother, she carries a child in her womb. And what do children do around 7 months in the womb? They start punching and kicking. Let me out of here. I want to get out. Let me out of here. So, like that, the mother tolerates. Why? It's a burden of love. She's conceived a child. The child has taken shelter. She's carrying the child. So the kicking actually doesn't bother the mother. But then what happens if the child comes out, he grows up, and at 17 years he starts punching and kicking his mother, 17 years old. Then what? That's not allowed. So after some time, similarly in Krishna consciousness, one is meant to mature to the platform of appreciating the mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna, and to reciprocate. Not only to accept it, but the natural thing is to reciprocate. Just like it's stated that one cannot repay the debt to the spiritual master. So reciprocation is a sign of one's gratitude. As we were saying the other day, gratitude is a sign that a devotee is advancing. That the mercy is coming and one is simply not taking, 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 but he is giving something back. So gratefulness is important in Krishna consciousness. So this principle of appreciating the Supreme Lord. We're meant to wake up and realize that we are the servants of God. The Lord is supreme, and by His mercy we are engaged in His devotional service. So we should respect the Lord in that mode of awe and reverence. Actually, our deity worship is on that platform of awe and reverence. We don't dress Radha and Krishna in a dhoti and a sari. Actually, Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, they're in dhotis and saris. Simple forest flowers, leaves, things like that, lunch bags. But we worship Radha and Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, the mood of awe and reverence. And we have to become very careful of not becoming familiar like that, because if we become familiar, then we'll commit offenses. That principle is developed by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna, after realizing who Krishna really is, after being enlightened by him, he said, "My true Lord," he said, "please forgive me for being so familiar. I acted just like your friend. We sat in the same bed. We ate from the same plate. We spoke of topics, exchanging realizations." That said, "Now I realize who I am and who you are." He said, "Please forgive me for this." So there is a platform where one can be familiar with Krishna, but one cannot accept that cheaply. That's called Goloka Vrindavan. And even in the Vaikuntha planets, one is not familiar with Krishna. There's a mood of awe and reverence. So we cannot develop this familiarity, especially at our stage of devotional service. Otherwise, we'll become offensive. We'll take the devotees as common people, we'll take the spiritual master as an ordinary man, and we'll take the Supreme Personality of Godhead as something great, but not the greatest. And thus we'll lose our Krishna consciousness. Because we always have to be in the mood of humility. Trinada pisani china, tora pisahisana, amanina, mandirina, kirtana yad sadhari. That is the formula. Just like Prabhupada, I told the story one time, please get the phone. Prabhupada said that he was sitting with Dr. Kapoor in Allahabad at his chemical practice. And Prabhupada, they were discussing, you know, Krishna consciousness and their realizations. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, do you know Dr. Kapoor? I have found the formula for love of God. I've discovered the formula for love of God." So apparently Dr. Kapoor, in their intimacy of the relationship, he appeared to be a little naive. He said, "Oh, Abhai, you have found a formula?" Because Prabhupada was a chemist. "You have found a formula for love of God?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes, but I have not been able to apply it." He said, "Well, what is the formula?" He was thinking a little bit of this, a little bit of sulfur, maybe some cinnamon cloves or something. to not appease Nityana, or appease Isnana, Amanina, Madina, Kirtana Yatsari. So this is the formula for becoming Krishna conscious, but I have not been able to apply it. Of course, that is Prabhupada's humility. So this humility means that the Lord is great. As we advance in devotional service, it's natural that we become humble. Why? Because as one advances in Krishna consciousness, he realizes the greatness of the Lord. If you come in front of a very great thing, you feel very insignificant. Just like we were in Mauritius recently, and in Mauritius there was a big cyclone. So I wasn't present, but the devotees were telling me about it, how nothing man could do could stop the cyclone. They were at the mercy of... So, like that, as we advance in devotional service, it's natural that advancement means that we realize Krishna. That's what advancement means. Advancement means that we realize, we begin to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why the first nine cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam do not deal with Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. It deals with the Lord's pastimes in the material world. It deals with the creation, the maintenance, and the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation. It deals with the Lord's extraordinary energies. It deals with the Lord's and in this way we begin to see how great is Krishna. So therefore when we hear of Krishna in Vrindavan as a small baby, we don't think he's just an ordinary baby. Just like the other day, myself and Tribhunga, we went to the house of some life members, and after the discourse we were discussing Krishna's pastimes because they had a little Balagopal deity. So we were talking about Balagopal like that, and one boy, he said, how can we accept a baby as God? He couldn't conceive how he could accept a baby as God. So I was realizing that perhaps I made a mistake in just going to the Vrindavan Leela. Maybe we should have explained something more practical or basic about Krishna consciousness. But like this, we evolve in this way, so that when we get to the point of actually hearing about Krishna's most intimate pastimes, we won't make the mistake of thinking that he's an ordinary person. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, manifesting all his opulences. And he's also the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a baby, because he's not limited by his form. Material form means limited, but spiritual form means unlimited. Satchitananda Vigraha. So, like that, we develop this mood of awe and reverence in the process of devotional service. And if we become familiar, that familiarity will make for offensive behavior, and we will not be able to assimilate the instructions of the Lord and His representatives. That's why awe and reverence, absolute surrender. Because the instruction of the spiritual master is absolute. So unless one has absolute surrender, he cannot assimilate the absolute instruction. That's the point. Atmanivedanam. Then we can fully appreciate, assimilate, and realize the instructions of the Lord. So, therefore, prasadam. We have to respect prasadam as Krishna. If we simply take prasadam like it's good food or good eats, and we don't respect it in the proper way, we will not get the full benefit of prasadam. And actually, we can make offenses to prasadam. Prabhupada said, one sign of love is attention to detail. So you'll see a devotee who actually appreciates prasadam, he won't even let a little grain go by. If a grain falls off his plate, he's very careful to pick it up and put it in his mouth. But one who is actually not Krishna conscious, he'll waste prasadam. He'll accept prasadam simply as something to satisfy the tongue and the belly. And if you accept prasadam in that mood, then you can fall down from Krishna. Of course, in the beginning, prasadam is given to just anyone and everyone to purify them. But again, as we mature in Krishna consciousness, we cannot make the mistakes that we made in the neophyte stage, or the beginning of our neophyte stage. Just like the father will not tolerate the speaking of a grown-up son like he does a young son. So it's to be understood that especially those devotees who are initiated, and especially those who are Brahmins, they must understand this principle of respecting prasadam as no different than the Lord. Because we all know that when we offer prasadam to the Lord, he eats it with his transcendental glance, and he accepts the prayers of his devotees. He eats through his devotees. Actually, it's stated in the Vedas that the Lord eats through the brahmanas. When you feed a brahmana, you're feeding God. Because the brahman is so dear to God. Love me, love my dog. So, when we offer prasadam to the Lord, and he accepts, then that prasadam is actually non-different than Krishna. It's actually described as the saliva of the Lord. So in our conditioned state, we think, yeah, saliva of the Lord. This just shows how neophyte we are. At the Lord's lotus face, and his lotus feet, and his toes, and his saliva, it's all absolute. So Krishna is so merciful that he's approaching us in the most appreciable way, because anamoya, in the material world, everyone has to eat, everyone is controlled by the tongue, so Krishna tricks us. He controls us with love by taking prasadam. Let us honor this prasadam with great love and devotion and call upon the mercy of Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I am so fallen and addicted to sense gratification, my sense of it, but you have appeared as prasadam. I want to eat and taste wonderful things, and here you have come in this most appreciable way. So you can enjoy to your full satisfaction that rasgula, that sweet and sour subject. But you have to remember, the consciousness has to be that it's Krishna. So when you bite into that squeezy cheese there, Krishna. Prabhupada said that devotees, when they take prasadam, sometimes between mouthfuls, Krishna. Isn't it Shamil in Bengal? Hey Krishna, like this. So so many pastimes of Śrīla Prabhupāda taking prasadam. I remember one time in Paris, I had to stay back from the engagement, and Prabhupada went. It was the first time that Prabhupada ever came to Paris, and I had to stay back from the engagement and cook samosas. And I never cooked samosas in my life. But the cook, wanting to go to the engagement, volunteered me to the temple president. So there I was, rolling out this dough and trying to put... Anyway, came out a pretty big mess. But then when Prabhupada came back from the engagement, I wanted him to see me. I felt sorry for myself. So I put all these, what looked something like a samosas, on top of the tray, and I stood right in front of the kitchen, and Prabhupada had to walk by it. So Prabhupada came by, and I was putting the tray up and down like this, you know. So he smiled, and then he went upstairs, and he went in his room. And then all the devotees were down by the car doing everything, so I said, I'll go up and look in Prabhupada's room. So I went in, I snuck up there, and I looked inside the room, and Prabhupada looked at me, and I quickly went back like that so he wouldn't see me. And I looked in again, and then he looked, and I looked back like that. I looked in one more time, he said, all right, come on. Prabhupada would say like that sometimes. All right, come on. And he had this big Simply Wonderful on his desk. He said, come on. Come on. I was like a little sheepish child. So I came forward, and he said, take this. Put this sweet ball in my hand. Saying, wow, I said, I would stay back from 1,000 engagements if I could get prasadam directly from Prabhupada's hand like that. So ate it. So in this way, Prabhupada saved us by his mercy, by introducing us to the incarnation of the Lord as prasadam. And therefore, we are establishing certain standards in the temple now, whereby we can prepare prasadam in the proper frame of mind, we can offer prasadam in the proper frame of mind, and we can respect prasadam in the proper frame of mind. And I'm sure that if we do this and we develop this consciousness, that our consciousness, our Krishna consciousness, will increase unlimitedly. It will increase unlimitedly. So I would like to read a few passages from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is full of the Lord's taking prasadam with his devotees, just so that we can get a proper appreciation of this devotional service. And then we'll make a few more short comments, and then we'll go on to some of the resolutions at the temple council meeting. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, this is from Anchalila, The chief assistants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes remained with him both day and night. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great tribulation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasad," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad, so how can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion, and ate it. Purport: Mahaprasad is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Kavila Vandana, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasadam means favor. One should consider Mahaprasadam a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Bhara Dhaya Maya Kari Bhara Jiva Jaya Swa Prasad and Adhelo Bhai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to his devotees, so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, he makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasadam. So this is the transcendental miracle, that we take some foodstuffs and patram pushram phalam toyam, we offer them with love and devotion. And if we don't offer our prasadam, or the food, to Krishna, what are we eating? Little lumps of sin. Would you like to eat little lumps of sin? It's the sin in our hearts that's causing us, it's the obstacles on our path of devotional service. It's in the material world, that sin fructifies as disease and mental anxiety and litigations in courts and miseries of various kinds. That's what sin manifests as. So would anyone willingly take a court case? Would anyone willingly take some disease, go to the chemist and say, "My dear pharmacist, could you give me some typhoid fever, mix a little diphtheria and some beriberi in it? You don't have any? How about some yellow fever?" Who would do like that? You have to be crazy. So you'd have to be crazy not to offer your bhoga to Krishna. Because actually Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, those who do not eat foodstuffs offered to me are verily eating lumps of sin. So we don't think like that, because that's the nature of sense gratification that bewilders us. They're going on in the material world with their various activities because they have no higher intelligence or knowledge. They do not know the result of those activities. So by eating that, just like boom, 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 we should think like that. So Krishna says, all that you do, all that you eat, and all that you give away in charity should be done as me. Not just when I'm in the temple, now I'm on the road, I'm traveling Sangatan, so therefore, you know, I mean, this story has been told before, but we had practical experience. We were visiting Germany one time, the old traveling Sangatan days in the early 70s. And actually there was one devotee. He sent the devotees into the store because they were so fanatic, if you can actually be fanatic, they were so eager to distribute books that they would just use every minute of the day. They'd go into the shop, and while the devotee was in the shop, the Sangatan leader would offer the prasadam. He said, "Whatever you're picking up, I will offer." And we used to have a joke that we'd just offer the whole store, so we'd come back next day, we'd have to make the offering, because he was, right? We don't want to lose any time, so okay, I'm offering up the whole store, but not the meat and the eggs, you know? But anything else that's in that store, you can consider offering. We thought, wow, we're delivering the whole town, because now they're going to go take prasadam. It's not like that. If I offered you a cup of yogurt and didn't take the top off and said, "Drink, isn't it nice?" Would you be able to enjoy it? Here, you know, it's this big tin foil around it, so how are you going to enjoy it? So Krishna is a person. He's not a principle. He's not an idea. He's not something at the end of the road we're just going to flash see.
He's the Supreme Person. He has accepted this prasadam through a particular process. So we take that prasadam, we open up the yogurt and the fruit and we offer it. Then it's prasadam. And as we've been instructed recently, we as devotees should only take what is offerable to the deity. Of course, in the temple, that's no problem because everything is offered to the deity. But what does that mean when we're outside of the temple? That if something could not be offered to the deity, like crackers or bread or something, then we actually shouldn't take it. We actually shouldn't take those things which, you know, like fruits, yogurts, these things, you would offer them to the deity. No one would hesitate. So that type of thing we can offer to the Lord, to a picture of the spiritual master, and that we can take as prasadam. And we should not eat in the houses of persons who are engaged in sinful activity, like meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. Although we did with Prabhupada eat in life members' houses on numerous of occasions. Now that was in Prabhupada's presence, so everything was purified. But if someone is not sinful, then we might accept that offering in the name of service, the Sangirtan. But in general, we should be very careful that not to eat especially grains which are cooked by materialistic people. Because Prabhupada said especially grains. When you eat when people in material consciousness cook grains, their sinful desire goes in those grains. And you eat their sinful desire. As it was mentioned a few weeks ago, that if someone is not chanting their rounds, prepares the prasadam, then you will also eat that prasadam, and the tendency will be not to chant your rounds. That's the effect. We want to fine-tune our Krishna consciousness. Right now we're going on. We want to fine-tune it, just like if you listen to a radio broadcast, which you shouldn't unless it's Radio Krishna. But if you listen to radio, you know, maybe coming in, the message is loud and clear, but if you really want to hear what's going on, and you really want to get the message, then you get all the fuzzy parts out, right? This is a Krishna, right? You fine-tune it, and then the message is loud and clear. So although we're in Krishna consciousness, we're getting the transcendental message all the time. We have to fine-tune it so that we can actually perceive Krishna consciousness. This is what it means. This is a Vaishnava's devotee who's always working on his Krishna consciousness. He's always tuning it. He's not satisfied. Just like when you get that radio broadcast and then there's the big tuner, then they have on these new systems, radio systems, they have these fine tuners. You can get it right down to where it's coming in loud and clear. So if you want to see Krishna, if you want to hear Krishna loud and clear, then we have to fine tune. And this is fine tuning. That we accept only food which is actually offerable to Krishna. Therefore we don't eat grains cooked by karmis. But we could offer fruits, vegetables, nuts, dry fruits, that is possible. Only on an exceptional case, except for exceptional cases, do we not follow this principle. And we'll find that if we are taking the Lord's mercy like this, we'll find that our Krishna consciousness becomes much more clean. Clean up our Krishna consciousness, because actually we are what we eat in the spiritual sense. So that was one pastime. Here's another one. This is from, again, onto Leela. This is a chapter entitled The Lord Tastes Nectar. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the servants. After seeing the next offering of food to Lord Jagannath, a function known as Upala Bhoga, he returned to his own quarters. After finishing his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate his lunch, but he constantly remembered the remnants of Krishna's food. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his external activities, but his mind was filled with ecstatic love. With great difficulty, he tried to restrain his mind, but would always be overwhelmed by very deep ecstasy. After finishing his evening duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with his personal associates in a secluded place and discussed the pastimes of Krishna in great jubilation. Following the indications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda brought the prasad of Lord Jagannath. The Lord sent some to Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave shares of the prasad to Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar, Goswami, and all the other devotees. As they tasted the uncommon sweetness and fragrance of the prasadam, everyone's mind was struck with wonder. This is why it's very important that the Brahmins cook, because Brahman means that he's fixed in Krishna consciousness. So when he's cooking, he's thinking of offering this prasadam to Krishna. We should go into the kitchen in that mood, that I'm going to offer this prasadam to Krishna. That's why we, in this temple, we no longer cook extra portions of Mahaprasadam, because what is the principle? One is thinking while cooking for the Lord that I'm going to taste this after it's offered, and that's not proper frame of mind. If you go into the kitchen and you cook extra, that make a plate for yourself afterwards, that means you cannot possibly be cooking that prasadam solely for Krishna. You're also cooking it for yourself. So now we've limited the offering to Krishna, and whatever remnants are left, we'll accept. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "These ingredients such as sugar, camphor, black pepper, cardamom, cloves, butter, spices, and licorice are all material. Everyone has tasted these material substances before." Purport. The word prakriti refers to things tasted for the sense gratification of the conditioned soul. Such things are limited by the material laws. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to make the point that material things have already been experienced by materially absorbed persons who are interested only in sense gratification. However, the Lord continued, "In these ingredients there are extraordinary tastes and uncommon fragrances. Just taste them and see the difference in the experience." You see the difference between someone who's Krishna conscious, how he's taking prasadam? "Oh, but boy, I gotta go out today and I have to go." He's meditating on the prasadam. Just like you don't talk in front of the deity. "Well, Prabhu, I didn't like what that newspaper said the other day about, you know." But you're in front of the Lord. You're not supposed to talk in front of the deities. You're supposed to glorify the Lord. So by taking prasadam, in many temples of the world, they don't talk when they take prasadam. They meditate on the prasadam, only what is necessary to be discussed. Apart from the taste, even the fragrance pleases the mind and makes one forget any other sweetness besides its own. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is to be understood that the spiritual nectar of Krishna's lips has touched these ordinary ingredients and transferred them all to their spiritual qualities. Has transferred to them all their spiritual qualities. Purport. Since everyone had previously tasted these ingredients, why had they become extraordinarily and spiritually tasteful? The proof was that the food, prasad, becomes uncommonly flavorful and tasteful by touching Krishna's lips. An uncommon, greatly enchanting fragrance and taste that makes one forget all their experiences are attributes of Krishna's lips. This prasad has been made available only as a result of many pious activities. Now taste it with great faith and devotion. Loudly chanting the holy name of Hari, all of them tasted the prasad. As they tasted it, their minds became mad in the ecstasy of love. In ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Roy to recite some verses. Thus Ramananda Roy spoke as follows, "O hero of charity, please deliver unto us the nectar of your lips. That nectar increases lusty desires for enjoyment and diminishes lamentation in the material world. Kindly give us the nectar of your lips which are touched by your transcendentally vibrating flute, for that nectar makes all human beings forget all other attachments." So if we take the nectar of Krishna in the form of prasadam, we will forget all our other attachments in the material world. That is a fact. We have seen that persons have come to this movement by the mercy of prasadam. Many times we've heard devotees giving lectures or saying that, you know, "I'm here today because of prasadam." And we laugh. But why should we laugh? Because prasadam is the nectar of Lord Krishna. It's his form which is so much appreciable by the devotees in any stage. In the completely conditioned stage, in the neophyte stage, in the intermediate stage, and the most advanced stage. Taking prasadam with Srila Prabhupada. So we'll just read a little bit more here. This is from Madhya Lila. hearing the prayers offered by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence, and the Bhattacharya, through Gopinathacharya, induced the Lord to accept lunch there. Early the following morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple, and he saw the Lord rise from his bed. The priest there presented him with garlands and prasad that had been offered to Lord Jagannath. This pleased Lord Chaitanya very much. Carefully tying the prasad and garlands in a cloth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hastened to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He arrived at the Bhattacharya's house a little before sunrise, just when the Bhattacharya was rising from bed. As Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rose from bed, he distinctly chanted, "Krishna, Krishna." Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to hear him chant the holy name of Krishna. The Bhattacharya noticed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu outside, and with great haste he went to him and offered prayers to his lotus feet. The Bhattacharya offered a carpet for the Lord to sit on, and both of them sat there. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the prasad and placed it in the hands of the Bhattacharya. At that time, the Bhattacharya had not even washed his mouth, nor had he taken his bath, nor finished his morning duties. Nonetheless, he was very pleased to receive the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. I remember one time in Vrindavan, I was sleeping in Ayodhyapati's room. He came back late at night from some engagement. It was 1 a.m. He woke me up. He said, "Here, take this laglu." I said, "Why?" I said, "Prasad, 1 a.m. He said, "It's an injunction. You have to take. Your hands are not washed. Your mouth is not clean. Whatever. You must take." So yeah, I had to eat that laglu, 1 a.m. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the dullness in the mind of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was eradicated. You see, devotees become alive. See, we should be alive in kirtan. Maybe we're not appreciating so much, but every time everyone gets enlivened, isn't it? Everyone gets enlivened. So just see how merciful Krishna is. After reciting the following 2 verses, he ate the prasad offered to him. Shuksham parushitam vapi nityam vadurya prapti matrena bhoktavyam natrakala vicharana. The Bhattacharya said, "One should eat the Mahaprasad of the Lord immediately upon receiving it, even though it is dried up, stale, or brought from a distant country. One should consider neither time nor place. Na desha niyamas, niyamas tatra, na kala niyamas tata, praptamanam dutam shrishtair, bhoktavyam hariya bravit." The prasad of Lord Krishna is to be eaten by gentlemen as soon as it is received. There should be no hesitation. There are no regulative principles concerning time and place. This is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like this, respect the prasad. We respect Lord in any form. Like when the plate comes and there's the sweets and there's the rice, it's offensive to say, "I want Krishna like that, I don't want Krishna like that. Don't give me any rice, Prabhu." That's not Krishna conscious. Just please give me some mercy. Actually, we shouldn't eat big plates of Mahaprasadam. Therefore, we're going to make a rule today which is going to stun the cooks and the helper. It's going to stun them. We'll tell you later. But one shouldn't prepare. One should just humbly accept the prasad as a mercy, whether it comes in the form of rice or gulab jamun or whatever. One should accept that mercy. So many times I walk up the stairs and go past the maha plate or the tray where the maha prasadam is kept. There's a big pile of rice. Everything else is gone. So what does this mean? This means that we're seeing prasadam as ordinary. You know, that I like this, but I don't like that. I would prefer this, I don't prefer that. Whenever mercy comes, what's the question of preference? Accept it. Therefore, another law will be laid down in the temple, that when the devotees are distributing prasadam, you simply accept, and you don't say, no, don't give me that, I want. Very offensive. There's not so much time now, but I was going to read the pastime of where the Lord delivered the dog of Shivananda Sen by throwing him coconut pulp. So even if a dog getting the remnants of the Lord's prasadam can be delivered, what about us? At least we're human beings. And we shouldn't think, oh, that was the special pastime of Lord Chaitanya, that he delivered the dog of Sivananda Sen. Sivananda Sen had a dog who accompanied him. And being naturally compassionate as a Vaishnava, he allowed the dog to follow. And he would feed the dog. So then the dog one day came before Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, chant Hari, Hari, and he threw him some scraps of coconut pulp. The dog ate it, and the next day he disappeared. No one knew where he was. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated that he'd gone back to Godhead. So we're thinking, wow, if I could have just been that dog and got some scraps from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you're getting it every day. Do you think there's any difference between the deity of Mahaprabhu in the temple and the Lord when he was present 500 years ago? That means you have material consciousness. If you think there's any difference between the form of the Lord present in the temple as Archivigraha and the Lord when he was personally present 5,000 years ago or 500 years ago, then your consciousness, you don't have the proper consciousness in the worship of the Lord. There's no difference. So just as the dog got scraps, we're also getting Mahaprabhu's mercy, the mercy of Shishi Radharadhanath every day in the form of their prasadam. And if we take that prasadam in the proper consciousness, we'll get the same benefit as the dog. Go back to Godhead. It's a divine tune. So we'll...